Rangers Ward. Councillor Brett Owen. Phone 0418 993 370. Email b.owen, that's b.owen, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jeff Springfield. Phone 0427 383 810. Email j.springfield, that's j.springfield, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Letitia Wilmot. Phone 0427 135 879. Email l.wilmot, that's l.wilmot, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. New footpaths in Rangers Ward. Council's 2018-19 footpath program extends the footpath network in and around townships. Footpaths under construction or already completed include Princes Highway Beaconsfield, provides an important pedestrian link along the highway between Brunt Road and Panorama Avenue. Tivendale Road Officer, completes a missing link for schools and residents between existing paths. Kenilworth Avenue Beaconsfield provides a path between the train station and the bus stop. O'Neill Road Beaconsfield completes the path to Timberside Drive. Gembrook Road and Redwood Road Gembrook forms a circuit around these roads and Main Street, also linking to Gembrook Park and connecting properly to the Gembrook Community Centre. Picture caption: an important footpath link along the Princes Highway. End caption. Worrell Reserve upgrade underway. Oval resurfacing, drainage and irrigation works at Worrell Reserve have kicked off, and the consultation and design process for a new pavilion is underway. The new pavilion will provide modern change room facilities, universally accessible amenities, storage areas, gym upgrades, and a social multi-purpose room with kitchen and servery. Spectators will also benefit from a new covered viewing area. Council thanks the local community and businesses for their patience and understanding with the reduced car parking while we upgrade this community facility. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/Worrell Reserve Project. That's WORRELL. Picture caption: with the oval undergoing resurfacing, Councillor Springfield, Councillor Wilmot and Councillor Owen were happy to see the works progressing quickly. End caption. Bringing Officer Town Centre to life. The Officer Precinct Structure Plan, PSP, will deliver residential and employment opportunities for our growing community. Siding Avenue will become a thriving main street with retail, commercial and community facilities. Overall, the Officer PSP will accommodate 35,000 people and 5,800 jobs. Council is working with the Victorian Planning Authority to review community feedback on parts of the PSP adopted in 2011 that relate to the town centre. The review will simplify planning requirements and balance the need for a quality public realm with the need to develop the area. Once amended planning controls are in place, Council will look forward to seeing increased investment into Officer Town Centre. A growing residential and commercial footprint will provide much-needed facilities for the growing community. Follow the link on our website to the VPA website for detailed information. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/Officer Town Centre. Stepping up for Ricks Road. Residents, and in particular the staff and students of Officer School Precinct, have a safer and easier walking path now that Council has installed a temporary footpath and footbridge on Ricks Road. The temporary fix was made possible with rock from a local quarry and recycled bridge materials. While development continues on Ricks Road, a permanent concrete path is not possible, but the temporary path has enabled Council to respond to residents' concerns and improve safety for pedestrians with a cost-effective solution in the meantime. A permanent concrete footpath can be constructed after nearby development works are completed. Picture caption: Councillor Springfield, Councillor Owen and Councillor Wilmot were pleased with the temporary footpath solution Council staff were able to deliver. End caption. Beaconsfield Community Complex goes solar. A 37-kilowatt solar electricity system has been installed at Beaconsfield Community Complex. The system will save approximately $7,000 per year in energy costs and reduce emissions by approximately 52 tonnes of carbon dioxide per year, equal to the emissions of 13 average cars. These savings will benefit the community centre, Beaconsfield Kindergarten and Council. This renewable energy project is part of Council's aim to achieve zero net emissions for Council operations by 2024, as outlined in our Aspirational Energy Transition Plan. Community grants in Rangers Ward. About $196,000 in funding has been awarded to 81 successful applicants under Council's Community Wellbeing and Support and Festival and Events Grants Programs 2018-19. Examples of projects delivered in Rangers Ward under previous grants include the following. Kirthkiln Heritage Festival. The annual Kirthkiln Heritage Festival provided a fun family day, combining the natural beauty of the Australian bush with a range of activities. The event included food stalls, blacksmith demonstrations, face painters, children's games and husky races. Cockatoo Sings Community Choir. The Cockatoo Sings Community Choir provides group members a range of positive health benefits, including a stronger connection to their community. The choir says singing together has a positive effect on physical, emotional, social and mental well-being. Applications for the next round of grants will open in March 2019. www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/grants